Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Weekly Fix. My name is Madison Pozzi. I'm an assistant portfolio manager and trader on the BlueBay U.S. fixed income team. Leveraged loan markets are under pressure as trade and tariff policies shift in real time. Leveraged loans are squarely in the crosshairs, issued by smaller, levered companies with tight margins. They're among the first to feel the sting of rising costs and disrupted supply chains. You can see market hesitancy reflected in fund flows last week. U.S. levered loan funds reported their largest ever weekly outflow of $6.5 billion, which is double any prior record. This was largely driven by ETFs, high yield, and crossover accounts rotating out of loans and back into high yield. It's worth noting that bank buyers and CLOs have filled in demand in higher quality names in the 97 to 99s, and provided the leveraged loan market some reprieve. Loan prices are now 7 cents off April 7th lows, albeit they're 2.7 lower year to date. We expect continued uncertainty and inflationary pressures will lead to more outflows, cautious underwriting, and a continued repricing of risk. Supply chain effects will lead to surprises. While companies may report direct exposure to countries with sizable tariffs, we may ultimately find that some component or material is sourced from these regions. That's why it's important to note that positioning on both the dealer side and client side in tariff-impacted names, particularly the ones with surprises, will lead to more illiquidity and trading by appointment. I continue to hear many active CLO managers have built up sizable dry powder, whereas dealers are getting increasingly long risk. If ETF outflows persist, dealers may become increasingly long risk that was previously viewed as liquid, but no longer is because CLO managers are disciplined in deploying their cash. Particularly in lower-rated assets and misunderstood names, this could be fuel to the fire for more gappy price action. But it also presents a unique entry point. Active management, disciplined credit selection, and deep sector expertise is critical at this time. In a tariff-driven world, not all borrowers are going to be affected equally, and not all loans will perform the same. With floating rates, it's great to remember that leveraged loans offer an attractive hedge in a persistently high-rate environment, and wider spreads could mean more compensation for that risk if you pick the right credit. In short, tariffs may stir the waters, but for informed investors, they also create opportunity. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Weekly Fix. I hope you have a great weekend.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.